Allowing the body to settle. Make connection with the sense of the body sitting. Feeling all the different contact points. Noticing too if there are any areas of tension, guarding, bracing. Noticing these and allowing them to be here, bring a welcoming, inviting invitation to anything that feels challenging, unpleasant, tight, contracted in the body, as best you can. This is not to force the body into relaxation, but rather to have a spirit of acceptance, of willingness to be with what may be a little difficult, or maybe very difficult in the body. Noticing too the heart mind, whatever thoughts and emotions are here. Again, as best we can, let's just let them all be here, all these feelings, all these thoughts, just be as they are. Opening to the sounds, whether pleasant or unpleasant. And just letting experiences be as they are. So letting these intentions of letting things be as they are, let this be an important frame for the practice as we bring our attention into body breathing, wherever you feel it readily. Simply letting a sense of body breathing be the home base or the anchor for the awareness. And all the other experiences are happening in the background and we're not pushing them away. Or if we notice we are pushing other experiences away of heart, mind, body, sounds, we can notice and be with the pushing away experience, the aversion. And so anchoring in the breath, simply feeling, breathing in and breathing out the sensations directly. And when other experiences draw us away from the breathing, we might make a mental note. What's the sensation, the sound, the thought, the feeling? Make a mental note, abide with it as long as it's there, which is often just a few seconds, sometimes longer. And then just reconnect with the sense of body breathing. Noticing how it feels when you're pushing away experiences. How does that feel in the body? How does it feel emotionally? What happens to the mind? If some experience is very strong, whether the body, the heart, the mind, sounds, and you recognize that you're caught up in trying to push it away, you could try on reversing that and let that experience be the object of your mindful awareness. So this can be tricky. If it's a sensation in the body, fairly straightforward, just feel the feelings in the body without commentary. If it's sounds, just hear the sounds without commentary, letting go of commentary. But if it's the heart and or mind, then once you've recognized the experience, labeled the emotion, labeled the thinking, the planning, the worrying, the ruminating, the daydreaming, whatever it may be, then let the story go and feel it in the body. So we bring whatever takes us away from our anchor back to the body once we've labeled it. We label the experience and then we bring it right back into the body and experience it in real time through the body sensations. And when it no longer holds our attention, we let it go and come back to the breathing. Anchoring attention in the breathing. Letting the other experiences come and go. Let them come and go like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breathing. And if you care to, you might like to widen your awareness around the breathing to take in the body as a whole. Reconnecting with touch points. Feeling all the different patterns of sensation within the body as we breathe. being curious, being kind, intending to be curious, intending to be kind towards whatever we find here. Opening and inviting towards all the different feelings, sensations in the body as we breathe. Breath and body as a whole, a spacious awareness that anchors us in the present moment. Feeling all the different patterns of sensation, whether pleasant or unpleasant. We get caught up in commentary about these experiences or anything else. Make a mental note. Thinking, ruminating, planning, worrying. Or labeling an emotion, and bring your experience right back into the body. How does this feel here? Abide with it for as long as it has its life, maybe a few seconds, maybe considerably longer. And when it's passed, as all things pass, then just returning to that spacious awareness of breath and body together. Learning to be with things as they are and noticing what happens when we're resisting, when we're caught in aversion. Can you feel the suffering in that? The suffering in the body, the heart, the mind. Feeling the suffering in the resistance, the aversion, motivates us to be with things as they are and let go of the commentary. And then in these last few moments, let's widen the awareness back outwards a little further to include the sounds. Breath and body as a whole and opening to the sounds. And opening further to include any thoughts that show any emotions. Opening to all experiences, breath, body, sounds, thoughts, emotions. A wide awareness, letting it move from whatever shows in the moment. A choiceless awareness. Welcoming all experiences just as they are.